نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها. آمين يا رب العالمين. Juz 17, Suratul Anbiya. Anbiya is a plural for Nabi, the prophets. The primary focus of this surah are the stories of the previous prophets. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqtaraba lin-nasi hisabuhum wa hum fi ghaflatin mu'ridun. The time of their account has approached for the people while they are in heedlessness, turned away. Allah says, Iqtaraba, meaning it has already come close. What? Hisabuhum. The hisab, the reckoning of the people. Allah says it is already here. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. And they, in their ghafla, in their heedlessness, are turned away to something that distracts them. Dunya, the pleasures, the entertainment. Allah says, do they not realize? No mention comes to them anew from their Lord, except that they listen to it while they are at play. وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. A very non-serious attitude, Allah says. Human beings have a very non-serious attitude. How do we know that the hisab is already here? With every prophet, with every revelation, it is a warning that the hisab is here. The accounting has begun. Our accounting begins when we reach puberty. But the accounting for mankind at large begins with the revelation. And when we reach puberty, we are supposed to know that our book of deeds has opened. So Allah says, no mention comes to them anew from their Lord, except that they listen to it while they are at play, lahiyatan qulubuhum, with their hearts distracted. They listen to the Quran while their hearts are distracted. Let me think about what I'm going to cook today. Let me think about the project that I have to finish. Yes, I'm listening to the Quran, but subhanAllah, different ideas, different thoughts are coming through my mind, and I'm distracted. I'm not concentrating. Allah says in the Quran that when the Quran is recited, seek refuge from shaitan, وَأَنْسِتُوا, and pay attention, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you will receive mercy. Am I truly paying attention to the Quran? Am I truly paying attention to the message that Allah is delivering to me at that moment? What if I don't have another chance? So Allah says, every time a revelation comes from their Lord, they listen to it as if it is just another entertainment, just another get-together where people talk, you have different speeches, or you're watching something on TV. It's like that. It is not like that. Allah says, and those who do wrong conceal their private conversation, saying, is this prophet except a human being like you? So would you approach magic while you are aware of it? So they accuse that the Prophet ﷺ, a'udhu billah, has brought magic. Allah says, he, the Prophet ﷺ, said, my Lord knows whatever is said throughout the heaven and earth, and he is the hearing, the knowing. Why do they say that? Why do they not take effect with the Quran? Because their hearts are busy with something else. If we just tried to focus and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts focus, He would do so. Why would He hold it back? But they say the revelation is but a mixture of false dreams. So first they said it was magic. Then they said, oh, it's just jumbled up dreams. Then, rather, He has invented it. Rather, he is a poet. They tried to come up with all kinds of excuses except realizing the truth. So let him bring us a sign, Allah says. They would say, so let him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bring us a sign, just as the previous messengers were sent with miracles. Not a single city which we destroyed believed before them. So will they believe? Other believers before have done the same thing. They did not believe. These disbelievers are the same. Allah says, "And we have sent not before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except men to whom we reveal the message. So ask the people of the message," meaning the former scriptures, "if you do not know. And we did not make them, the prophets, forms not eating food, nor were they immortal on earth. All the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent were all human beings." Allah says, "Go ahead and ask the people of the previous scriptures, the Jews and the Christians, were their prophets not human beings?" Even the Christians will say that Isa alayhi salam was a human being because he needed to eat, he needed to sleep. We do need to understand one principle, that it is okay to ask the people of the book if whatever is in their books does not contradict Quran and the Sunnah. Why? Because the Quran has never changed and Allah has preserved the Sunnah as well. But their books have changed. Then we fulfilled for them the promise, and we saved them in whom we willed, and destroyed the transgressors. We have certainly sent down to you a book, meaning the Quran, in which is your mention. Meaning, this implies the honor of being mentioned or addressed. Another meaning is your reminder. Allah says, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Then will you not reason? To reason requires patience and seriousness, attention. Allah then says, "And how many a city which was unjust have we shattered and produced after it another people? And when they, the inhabitants, perceived our punishment, at once they fled from it. Some angels said, 'Do not flee.' These are the angels who were sent with the torment, and the angels who were sent to extract their souls from the bodies. Some angels said, 'Do not flee, but return to where you were given luxury and to your homes. Perhaps you will be questioned.'" The luxury, the homes, that is what stops people from accepting the truth. Nobody wants to change their lifestyle, and people always fear that once I follow the religion, I follow Islam, then I will have to make changes in my lifestyle. We see that even angels talk to them in an insulting manner because they are the worst of criminals. They said, "Oh, woe to us. Indeed, we were wrongdoers." And that declaration of theirs did not cease until we, Allah, made them as a harvest mowed down, extinguished like a fire. Allah uses very stern words. He says that he destroyed them. وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا shattered, حَسِيدًا خَامِدِينَ mowed down, extinguished. Subhanallah, may Allah have mercy upon us. Ameen. And then he says, "And we did not create the heaven and earth and that between them in play." La'ibin. Allah brings this word up again. Remember in the second ayah, Allah says, "No mention or revelation comes to them anew from their Lord, except that they listen to it while they are at play." Here Allah says, there is a serious purpose to our creation. There is a serious purpose to the creation of the heaven and the earth. It was not for amusement. Allah says, "Had we intended to take diversion, we could have taken it from what is with us, if indeed we were to do so." Diversion, lahwan, it means entertainment. Allah says this is not for His entertainment. This is a test for us. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Mulk, "Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala." He is the one who has created death and life, so He would test us as to which of us are best in action, in amal. Allah says, "Rather, we dash the truth upon falsehood, and it destroys it, and thereupon it departs." Truth smashes falsehood. Allah says, "And for you is destruction from that which you describe." What was that? That Allah has a son, or Allah has so-called partners. Na'uzu billah. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs whoever is in the heavens and the earth. And those near Him, the angels, are not prevented by arrogance from His worship, nor do they tire. They exalt Him night and day, and do not slacken. Allah warns us repeatedly against taking this deen our religion for fun, having a non-serious attitude toward it. And even when we learn Deen, and even when we hear a lecture, someone speaking, we want it to be fun and entertaining. Nowadays, the scholars, the ulama, they have to be stand-up comedians, subhanallah. It's good, it is blessed to be engaging to your audience. But subhanallah, now people expect that we must be entertained. The khutbah was boring. Na'uzu billah. The lecture was making me fall asleep. Have we ever wondered, is there something wrong with us? Or with our hearts? Are our hearts distracted? Why does Allah say, and those near Him, the angels, are not prevented by arrogance from His worship, nor do they tire? Because they have a serious attitude. They really take this seriously. They know the truth. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and only Lord of everything that exists, and He has complete control over His creation. The angels fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not distracted by entertainment and by worldly pursuits. And that is also why they do not become tired. Allah says they exalt Him night and day and do not slacken. They don't stop. They don't take a break. Ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qalbi ala deenik, ameen. O turner of the hearts, turn our heart and make it steadfast upon your deen, ameen. Or have they, that is men, taken for themselves gods from the earth who resurrect the dead? Had there been within them, that meaning the heavens and the earth, gods besides Allah, they both would have been ruined. So exalted is Allah, Lord of the throne, above what they describe. He is not questioned about what He does, but they will be questioned. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu, wa hum yus'alun. Or have they taken gods besides Him? Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, produce your proof. This Quran is a message for those with me and the message of those before me. But most of them do not know the truth, so they are turned away. And we sent not before you any messenger except that we revealed to him that there is no deity except me, so worship me. La ilaha illa ana fa'abudun. And they say the Most Merciful has taken a son. Subhanahu. How pure he is. Bal ibadun mukramun. Rather they, the prophets, are but honored servants. They cannot precede him in word, and they act by his command, including Isa alayhi salam, including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knows what is presently before them and what will be after them, and they cannot intercede except on behalf of one whom He, Allah, approves. And they, from fear of Him, are apprehensive. وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. And whoever of them should say, indeed I am a god besides Him, that one we would recompense with hell. Thus do we recompense the wrongdoers. Who is Allah speaking about? Allah is talking about the prophets, the messengers that He has handpicked and sent. Have those who disbelieved not considered that the heavens and the earth were a joined entity, and we separated them and made from water every living thing? Then will they not believe? And this is where science also says, even though we don't need science to confirm the Quran, but science now proves, and that is a mercy from Allah, that everything in the heavens and earth was joined together at a point, and then it expanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then will they not believe? And we placed within the earth firmly set mountains, lest it should shift with them. And we made therein mountain passes as roads, that they might be guided. And we made the earth a protected ceiling, but they from its signs are turned away. There is a magnetic field around the earth that is absent in Mars. That is why the atmosphere of Mars is so different from ours. It is that ceiling, the ozone layer that's held up by the magnetic field that protects us. Allah says, but they from its signs are turned away. And it is He who created the night and the day and the sun and the moon. All heavenly bodies in an orbit are swimming. They do not deviate even a fraction of a second or a fraction of a millimeter. Allah says, "And we did not grant to any man before you eternity on earth. So if you die, would they be eternal?"
كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ضَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ.
Every soul will taste death. Death is the ultimate reality. You and I, all of us are going to die. That time, the moment, the place has been selected for us already. Allah says, "And we will test you with evil and with good as trial, and to us you will be returned." So we learn that Allah will test us in two ways: bisharri, with evil, bil khair, and with good. What does that mean? Evil is easily understandable. Allah says He will test us with loss in wealth, in property, in children, and fear of hunger, fear of the future, loss in fruits, labor. May Allah save us and secure us from that. Ameen. But Allah also says, wal khair, good as a trial. What does that mean? Who would ever think that good was a trial? Money, wealth, that is a trial that most people miss. Remember in the earlier surahs, Allah says, it was the leaders, al-mala'u, of every community who were the first ones to deny the prophets. Allah openly criticizes the cream of society, the well-to-do people. Does that mean that Allah does not like wealthy people? That the Quran or Islam is only for poor people? No, of course not. The Quran is for everyone. In fact, note the word that Allah uses is khair. Khair can be in money. Khair can be in power, in fame. Khair can be in education, in strength, bodily strength, mental strength. All of that is khair. But the Quran is the one that puts things in perspective. It tells us, don't get distracted by what you have. Don't get distracted by evil and shar and hardship and lose hope in Allah. And do not get distracted by money, wealth and power and then forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where else would you find this ayah, this sentence? Allah says, and we test you with evil and with good as trial. And to us you will be returned, because Allah will give us our results then. And when those who disbelieve see O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they take you not except in ridicule, saying, is this the one who mentions, meaning insults, your gods? And they are, at the mention of the most merciful, Ar-Rahman, disbelievers. Man was created of haste, meaning impatient. I will show you my signs, Allah says, so do not impatiently urge me. Allah will extract his vengeance. What should we do? Do not become enslaved to people's reactions about your religion. Be independent-minded. Even those around you, the company around you, might distract you from the remembrance of Allah. Do not become distracted. Become thick-skinned a little bit. It's a natural reaction of human beings to want validation. But remember, we do not need validation from other human beings. We need validation from Allah, especially on that day when we will be standing alone before Him. And they say, when is this promise, if you should be truthful, meaning the day of judgment, the last day, the day of standing, when is it going to come? Allah says, if those who disbelieved but knew the time when they will not avert the fire from their faces or from their backs, and they will not be aided. Rather, it will come to them unexpectedly and bewilder them, and they will not be able to repel it, nor will they be reprieved. Someone came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, when is the day of judgment? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned away. Then he asked again, when is the day of judgment? He asked him three times. Finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to him and asked him one question. What have you prepared for it? The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the day of judgment will come, the last hour will come, when people are in the middle of doing their daily chores. Someone will be lifting a bite to his face, his mouth, but it will not be able to reach there. Remember, our time of death is our last hour. And already were messengers ridiculed before you, Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But those who mocked them were enveloped by what they used to ridicule. And this is hard. It is painful. Sometimes one's own family members ridicule and make fun simply because we're trying to follow the Quran and Sunnah. May Allah have mercy upon them also. Ameen. So Allah says this is not new. Don't be upset. Don't think that this is something unusual or strange, or this is only happening to you. Allah says this is the history of man. When people don't understand something, or they don't believe in something, but they feel defensive, their natural reaction is to make fun of believers. Allah says, say, who can protect you at night or by day from the most merciful? But they are from the remembrance of their Lord turned away. Or do they have gods to defend them other than us? Allah says, where is their self-confidence coming from, the disbelievers? Who are these other so-called gods who are going to defend them from Allah? They are unable even to help themselves, nor can they be protected from us. But on the contrary, we have provided good things for these disbelievers and their fathers until life was prolonged for them. Then do they not see that we set upon the land, reducing it from its borders? So it is they who will overcome? Allah says, how do they think that they will overcome? Do they not already see that Islam is spreading? Islam was spreading in Makkah. Remember, this is a Makkan surah. Their freedom to practice their lifestyle was at stake, and they still did not realize. Say, I only warn you by revelation. But the deaf do not hear the call when they are warned. And if as much as a whiff of the punishment of your Lord should touch them, they would surely say, oh, woe to us! Indeed, we have been wrongdoers. Subhanallah, today, this day, we are not ready to own up to our own mistakes. We have a list of excuses. Why did I not make time for Allah? Remember, Allah says, but they are from the remembrance of their Lord turned away. Turning away from Allah. To make time for Allah, is that even a question? Is that even an option? Every single breath that is coming out of our mouths right now, every heartbeat that belongs to Allah, and He can stop it at any moment. Time belongs to Him. He has created time. Allah says, and we replace the scales of justice for the day of resurrection, so no soul will be treated unjustly at all. And if there is even the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it forth, and sufficient are we as accountant. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira, ameen. May Allah take an easy account of us, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. The balance is haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set up the balance on the day of judgment, and the angels will say, what is this, our Lord? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply and tell them that the deeds of the servants are going to be weighed on this. At that, the angels will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will proclaim that they have not worshipped Allah as He ought to be worshipped. What about us? And we had already given Moses and Aaron the criterion and the light, and a reminder for the righteous. What was that? The Torah. Allah calls it Al-Furqan. Wadi'a. Di'a means a very bright light. Wadhikra lil-muttaqeen. It was a reminder for people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Musa alayhi salam. But Musa alayhi salam also asked his brother to be a prophet. He was so generous and open-hearted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has given Musa and Harun alayhi salam al-furqan wa diya'an wa dhikra lil-muttaqeen. Musa alayhi salam was very generous. What does this tell us? Always include others in good deeds and du'as. The reward does not diminish, it simply magnifies. Allah says, who are these righteous? الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ. Who fear their Lord unseen, while they are of the hour apprehensive. مُشْفِقُونَ. This word has come again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this for the prophets, that they are وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ in ayah number 28. And they, the prophets, from fear of Him are apprehensive. This is the opposite of entertainment, the opposite of la'iban wa lahv. وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. And this Qur'an is a blessed message which we have sent down. Then are you with it unacquainted? Are you going to deny it? And we had certainly given Abraham his sound judgment before, and we were of him well knowing, when he said to his father and his people, What are these statues to which you are devoted? They said, We found our fathers worshippers of them. He questioned his religion, and his people, his family said, Well, this is the way that we have always done things. They said, We found our fathers worshippers of them. He, Ibrahim alayhi salam, said, You were certainly, you and your fathers, in manifest error. They said, Have you come to us with truth, or are you of those who jest, who make fun? Min al-la'ibin. When Musa alayhi salam had told the Bani Israel to sacrifice the calf so that they would be rid of the love for worshipping the calf, they turned around and said to him, Are you making fun of us? Are you mocking us? Musa alayhi salam said, I seek refuge in Allah from being of the jahileen, the unlearned, uneducated. What does that mean? It is completely inappropriate to make fun of religion, to mock religion. Ibrahim alayhi salam here was asking this question to bring home a point that these idols can't do anything. And they thought that he was perhaps making fun of them. He was just joking around. He said, No, rather your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth who created them. And I, to that, am of those who testify. And I swear by Allah, I will surely plan against your idols after you have turned and gone away. This was perhaps a thought that he had for himself. So he made them into fragments on the day of the great festival. When the townspeople were out celebrating, Ibrahim alayhi salam remained home, pretended to be sick. And when the city was empty, he went to the temples and he destroyed the idols, except the largest one. Allah says, so he made them into fragments, except a large one among them, that they might return to it and question. They said, when they came back, Who has done this to our gods? Indeed, he is of the wrongdoers. Subhanallah, look at the question. قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا How can anyone perpetrate anything against a God if he truly exists? Nobody, no one can oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these were simply statues. Their question was laughable. Who has done this to our gods? Indeed, he is of the wrongdoers. They said, We heard a young man mention them who is called Abraham. They said, Then bring him before the eyes of the people that they may testify. They said, Have you done this to our gods, O Abraham? He said, Rather, this, the largest of them, did it. So ask them if they should be able to speak. A smart young man, Ibrahim alayhi salam, was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. He asked them a question. No, it was the largest one, so ask him. And they knew that those idols cannot speak. Allah says, so they returned to blaming themselves and said to each other, Indeed, you are wrongdoers. It touched their hearts. It made sense to them for a few moments. Allah says, then they reversed themselves, saying, You have already known that these do not speak. So after first admitting their error, they were seized by pride and obstinacy and said, You tricked us. He, Ibrahim alayhi salam, said, Then do you worship instead of Allah that which does not benefit you at all or harm you? The only reason Ibrahim alayhi salam did this was to teach them a lesson. Uff to you and to what you worship instead of Allah. Then will you not use reason? Afala taqilun? Ibrahim alayhi salam was frustrated by their obstinacy. They said, Burn him and support your gods if you are to act. This is another laughable statement. Support your gods. Gods don't need supporting. Allah does not need anyone's support. Allahu samad. He is self-sufficient, free of need. And remember something, when people are stumped, they become extremely defensive and then they resort to anger and vengeance. They have an extreme reaction to cover up their own deficiencies. The people of Ibrahim alayhi salam's town also did the same. They decided to burn him alive. We, meaning Allah, said, O fire, be coolness and safety upon Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam was tied up, a bonfire was created, everyone collected, and he was thrown into the fire. But Allah, the true God, the real God, the only God, ordered the fire, which belongs to Allah who created it, he ordered the fire to be cool. And it was. Remember, when Allah wants to do something, he only has to say to it, kun fayakun. Allah tells us, and they intended for him a plan, meaning to harm Ibrahim a.s., but we made them the greatest losers. Nothing happens to the people who give the message and warn, who remind of things we don't want to be reminded of. So who ends up being the losers? Allah says, and we delivered him, Ibrahim a.s., and Lot, his nephew, to the land which we had blessed for the worlds, Palestine, the area of Jerusalem. Allah says, and we gave him, Ibrahim a.s., Isaac and Jacob in addition, and all of them we made righteous. This was a gift from Allah. And we made them leaders guiding by our command. And we inspired to them the doing of good deeds, establishing of prayer and giving of zakah, and they were worshippers of us. And to Lot, Lut a.s., we gave judgment and knowledge, and we saved him from the city that was committing wicked deeds. Indeed, they were a people of evil, defiantly disobedient. And mention Noah when he called to Allah before that time, so we responded to him and saved him and his family from the great affliction, meaning the flood, and also the consistent denial of the people. And we aided, saved him from the people who denied our signs. Indeed, they were a people of evil, so we drowned them altogether. And mention David and Solomon, when they judged concerning the field, when the sheep of a people overran it at night, and we were witness to their judgment. This incident occurred when Sulaiman a.s. was just 16 years of age. So goats destroyed the farm of a next door neighbor. The shepherd who was supposed to look after the goats said that it's not his fault because it happened at night. The case was taken to Dawud a.s. for judgment. Dawud a.s. said the owner of the goats must pay the cost of the farm, the destruction of the farm. Sulaiman a.s. said, he suggested to his father that the farmer keep the goats and milk them and use them until the shepherd regrows the farm. Allah says about this, and we gave understanding of it, the case, to Solomon, and to each of them we gave judgment and knowledge, and we subjected the mountains to exalt us along with David and also the birds, and we were doing that. Allah can give judgment and sound knowledge to whoever he wills. It can be a young person, an old person, a child perhaps, a woman or a man. Then Allah mentions the miracle he gave to Dawud a.s. The mountains would do tasbih and the birds would do tasbih along with Dawud a.s. Allah says, and we taught him the fashioning of coats of armor to protect you from your enemy in battle. So will you then be grateful? So the first time that human beings would create coats of armor with metal was at the time of Dawud alayhi salam. This was also a design from Allah. It was inspiration from Allah. Allah says, would you not be grateful then? And to Solomon we subjected the wind, blowing forcefully, proceeding by his command, toward the land which we had blessed. And we are ever of all things knowing. And of the devils, jinn were those who dived for him, for Sulaiman a.s., and did work other than that. And we were of them a guardian. Allah was guardian over those jinn. Allah monitored them. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And mention Job when he called to his Lord, indeed, adversity has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful. What an amazing dua. Ayyub a.s. was tried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyub a.s. used to be very well-to-do and rich, and he had many children and many servants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test him, and he took away all of that. Everything that Ayyub alayhi salam had was destroyed. His children died, his business perished. He was struck by illness, a long-term sickness that was a skin disease. The only one who would bear to remain with him was his wife. Ayub alayhi salam's patience is legendary. For 18 years he remained in that condition, and the only thing he would say to Allah is, "Indeed, adversity has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful." He knew that Allah was trying him. He never complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even a single time. On the contrary, what did Iblis say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? "You have made me go astray." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to do sajda to Adam alayhi salam, Iblis refused. And then Allah was angry with him. So he said, "It was your fault." Subhanallah. We seek refuge in Allah from this arrogance and this ignorance. Ameen. Ayub alayhi salam only said, "Something terrible has happened to me. And you are the most merciful of the merciful." He kept repeating this dua. Allah says, so we responded to him and removed what afflicted him of adversity. And we gave him back his family and the like thereof with them as mercy from us and a reminder for the worshippers of Allah. What reminder is this for the worshippers of Allah? That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away something, He can give it back manifold, multiplied many times over. But the condition is, be patient, steadfast, do not complain, and rely upon Allah and only turn to Him. Wa Ismaila wa Idrisa wa Dhal Kifl kullum min as-sabirin. And mention Ismail and Idris and Dhul Kifl, all were of the patient. Dhul-Kifl could be Ilyas alayhi salam or the Bani Israel prophet Hizkiel. What was so special about him? Once he preached to the mourners who came at the death of his wife. He had a purposeful life. He forgot his personal loss. He used that time to do the work of Allah, to do the will of Allah. Subhanallah, what would we do in such a situation? A sabir person has their wits around them all the time. May Allah pour upon us patience. After mentioning these prophets, Allah says, "And we admitted them into our mercy. Indeed, they were of the righteous." What do? We waste our time celebrating long days of happiness or long days of sadness. Purposeful people do not waste even a single day. Wazannoon. And mention the man of the fish, meaning Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, when he went off in anger and thought that we would not decree anything upon him. Why was Yunus alayhi salam angry? At the disbelief of his people. So he left the town without permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he boarded a ship. The ship was struck by a storm. And the people on the ship drew lots because they felt that they need to throw someone overboard in order to sacrifice and appease the gods so they would be safe. Subhanallah, such ignorance. So they drew the lots and Yunus alayhi salam's name came up and he was thrown overboard. Subhanallah. This was all a trial from Allah. He was swallowed up by a whale and he remained in the stomach of that fish for 3 days. And he called out within the darknesses, "There is no deity except you. Exalted are you. Indeed, I have been of the wrongdoers." Do you know this famous ayah? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu mina zalimin. What a beautiful, powerful dua of someone who is truly humbled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Yunus alayhi salam would not be patient with the disbelievers, the people of his town, Allah made him become patient in the stomach of the whale. Much injustice is done to this ayah, this amazing dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that whoever says this dua even once with all of their heart and sincerity, Allah will forgive that person. And here we say this ayah. It's known famously as Ayat-e Karima in some cultures. And people sit around and count beads because they have to say it 1,000 times for this one person who has invited them over. Because this one person, the host, has some problem. And they think that by making people say this over and over again, that problem is going to go away. But what is the translation of this? It's in singular. It is not in plural. In essence, the person who recites this is saying, La ilaha illa anta. There is no one worthy of worship except you. Subhanaka, you Allah are free from all imperfections. إني كنت من الظالمين. It's in singular first person. I myself have been of those who are unjust. I have done wrong. I have done wrong. I have done wrong. It is enough to say it once. Yunus alayhi salam said it once. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Fa means soon, immediately. Allah says, so we responded to him and saved him from the distress, and thus do we save the believers. This is how Allah saves the believers. When believers turn to him and cry out for him with fear and humility in their hearts and tears pouring down their faces with their foreheads on the ground, Allah forgives. Allah loves to forgive. We only have to turn to him with sincerity. Don't force your guest to sit down and recite this 1,000 times. If one is a true believer and sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tadarruan wa khifa, beseeching him, begging him, and privately, secretly, Allah will answer this dua. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. Wa Zakariya, and mention Zechariah when he called to his Lord, my Lord, do not leave me alone with no heir, while you are the best of inheritors. Fastajabna lahu. So we responded to him, Allah says, and we gave to him John, Yahya, and amended for him his wife. She became able to bear children. Indeed, they used to hasten to do good deeds and supplicate us in hope and fear, and they were to us humbly submissive. After Ayub alayhi salam's dua, Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. After Yunus alayhi salam's dua, Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. After Zakariya alayhi salam's dua, Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So we answered it for him. So we answered it for him. So we answered it for him. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Baqarah, when my servants ask you about me, tell them, Anni qareeb, I am very close. I answer the call of the caller when he calls upon me. فَاسْتَجِبُوا لِي. So they should respond to me. وَيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And they should believe in me. That is our burden. Allah mentions 3 special qualities of all of these amazing people. Allah says, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They used to run, rush towards good deeds. They were eager for good deeds. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَحَبًا. And they used to make dua to us in hope and fear. And third, they were to us humbly submissive. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And then Allah says, and mention the one who guarded her chastity, Maryam alayhi salam. So we blew into her garment through our angel Jibreel alayhi salam, and we made her and her son a sign for the worlds. Indeed, this your religion is one religion, and I am your Lord, so worship me. All the stories of these prophets end with good news. Ibrahim alayhi salam is rewarded with amazing children, and he and his progeny are made leaders of all mankind till the end of time. Nuh alayhi salam was saved along with his followers, and Allah established them upon earth, and no other human beings were present at that time. Allah wiped them all out because they were kuffar. Allah gave amazing blessings to Dawud alayhi salam, to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of Ayub alayhi salam and gave him wealth and family and children greater than what he had before his illness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ismail alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Zulkifl alayhi salam. They were all patient, very patient and dependent upon Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them great mention. Allah talks about Yunus alayhi salam. Even though he made a mistake, as a human mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned him to the city where he was, the city which he had left, and when he went back there, they all accepted Islam with him. Zakariya alayhi salam was given good news, and Maryam alayhi salam, after hard trial, was also given good news and elevated till the end of times, she and her son. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being consoled and encouraged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that yes, it is very difficult, very hard, very challenging for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with all of these accusations and denial. But the good news is that at the end, Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba will prevail, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soothe their hearts. And this is the greatest lesson for us in these ayat.